Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about current issues in the United States catfish industry. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jimmy Avery, Mississippi State University Extension Aquaculture Professor. Dr. Avery, what is the status of the catfish industry as of mid-year 2018?
We've got about 66,000 acres in the U.S. Mississippi, of course, leads that with about 36,000 acres. And we're up slightly from 2017, when we were about 34,000 acres in the state. Currently, we're looking at a little bit of an oversupply of catfish, particularly oversupply that's still in ponds, and our price is beginning to drop.
So as we all know, an oversupply of catfish is ultimately damaging to the market. Is there any way producers can avoid problems with oversupply?
The producers themselves have little control over oversupply. They have a point to where they have to put fish in the pond, and so it's really hard to say that I'm going to cut back 5%. It's not like a lot of row crops where we can either switch to a different commodity or something else. We put fish in, and within about 18 months, we've got to get them out.
Okay, so there's a new type of catfish called the hybrid catfish, and this big fish issue, is it common to both hybrids and regular channels?
Correct. About 70% of our producers now are using a hybrid catfish, and this is a cross between the blue catfish and the channel catfish, and we also have producers that raise just channel catfish. This big fish issue is common to both hybrids and channels, and essentially the fact that we've got an animal now, this hybrid catfish, that grows fast, is aggressive eater, and we've got some better production systems out there now. And so both of these things kind of lead us toward more of a big fish. We get out there and we've got an animal now that's 3, maybe 4 pounds.
Why is having a big fish a problem when it comes to catfish?
Well, the problem we get into with big fish is that when you process it, it tends to make a big fillet. If you look at most of our product, is really the premium product is between about a 3 ounce and a 7 ounce fillet. Okay, and that comes off something about a pound and a half to a 2 pound fish. So when we're growing a 4 pound fish, that means we may have an 11 to 14 ounce fillet. And there's just not a lot of market out there for that type of product. Most people, either when they're frying it or they want a center of the plate kind of presentation, they're in that probably 7 ounce, you know, fillet. And this becomes a problem because we have a product there that it's really hard to push through the supply chain.
So now that we know more about large fish, what are some points you want to emphasize to producers as they manage their ponds?
Now, this is one thing that I think farmers do have a little bit of control on. We've always had an issue in the catfish industry about inventory management. It's not like cattle. We don't have, you know, our animals aren't running around there with tags, and we can count them and these kind of things as we go forward. The problem we have is that we put them in, and especially with hybrids, we take them all out at the same time. So I think inventory management is very, very important. And the way farmers can do that is they can try to make sure that when the average size fish in that pond is ready to go to market, they do the best job they can to get them to market. Make sure they're on flavor, make sure they've got a home for them, and make sure that every fish comes out. Because if that fish doesn't get harvested that time, then it's going to continue to grow and it's going to be a problem down the line.
So should we throw them out if we see them?
Well, yeah, I think what we're looking at is that, let's say we get to the end and we've got 10,000 pounds left in a pond, we need to move those out of there and consolidate these holdover fish. Don't feed them anymore. We don't need to grow them anymore. Keep them together and make sure that all those animals get taken out and get sent to a processing plant.
So where can we go for more information about current issues in the catfish industry?
You can certainly look at msucares.com. We have several catfish pages there that you can look at. It's under agriculture. You can pull down, it'll say catfish, or you can call me at Stoneville.
Okay, so what would the Stoneville contact number be?
Final contact would be 662-686-3273.
Okay, and the new extension website is extension.msstate.edu. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Jimmy Avery, aquaculture professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.